AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Sexy, sexy listeners, if you guys are super aroused, feeling all randy after that Bachelorette finale fiasco last night, that charade, I have good news for you guys. This episode is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is the best place to buy toys, lingerie, and more for you and your loved one. Listen up, Robbie. Robbie, we know you love JoJo. We actually believed it. By the end, we weren't rooting for you, and we were full-on Team Robbie. Here's the good news, Robbie. If you're listening to Will You Accept This Rose, you can go on there, and you can get yourself a fleshlight. You can put a nice photo of JoJo in her nude-colored dress and strappy heel sandals and just have a moment with yourself. Just make the moment special. Get magical. Write a little letter to Ms. Fletcher at the bottom of your hand and just have your fun. I don't know what your jam is. I don't know what your deal is. If you like costumes or whatnot, don't worry. I don't need to know, because Adam and Eve is discreet with their shipping and their billing. So you're going to go to adamandeve.com for a limited time, and you get 50% off of just about any item. So you know what? You guys get free K. When you select your one item at 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, you party horny people, they're going to throw in free shipping on your entire sexy order. You sexy loved ones, you make that happen. AdamandEve.com. Use the discount code WILL, as in, will you accept my fleshlight because you didn't accept my proposal? That's WILL at AdamandEve.com. Use WILL at AdamandEve.com to make your sexy, mysterious, romantic dreams come true. I don't need to know what your jam is, but I do need to know if you'll accept my rose.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all
it's going out to the newlyweds. And I'm not talking about JoJo and Jordan. I'm talking about Miss Sarah Colonna and her lover, John Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
She accepted his rose legally.
Yeah, I did.
She's got a legal lover who plays football. Oh, Sarah Colonna, will you accept my rose?
I will.
Oh, I like it nice and loud. Here we go. Will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, my God. Sweet listeners out there, this is Arden Marin. I am so just thrilled to be at the finale for The Bachelorette. Will you accept this rose? I'm here with Katie and Anna, girls. Paget is shooting right now, and Aaron has been completely abducted by Texas. We're hoping she's alive somewhere in Texas. Don't be afraid of my voice, you guys. I got laryngitis. I full on lost my voice Saturday Night Live. The show that didn't cast me. But a Saturday night, I did lose my voice, but it gives me, like, this is a
doing your show?
Doing the show, and then I went out dancing afterwards, which I do like once a year. And then
what kind of dancing?
I did nudie dancing. No, I actually like went. I thought it, my friend was hosting like a dance party, and I thought it was like at a house, and then it was like at a club, and I was like, well, this is dumb, but I need to go dancing. And I went with the boys from the play, and they all were smoking, and I was screaming like an idiot, and then I woke up with no voice. By the way, I am sitting here. Can I just say how excited I am to be here? I am with a woman who really needs no introduction. She is a best-selling author. She was on Chelsea Lately with me. She was on After Lately. She's a headlining stand-up. And more important, she was most probably importantly on your resume is you were one of our favorite guests that we've ever had on the podcast.
I did put that on my resume right after I left.
This is Sarah Colonna. She was on with her husband, John Ryan.
Right, and we weren't married yet.
No, you guys were about to get married. How sweet is that? How is he doing? He's up in Seattle
right
now? He's
good. He went back to training camp. They started already. So
he's the punter for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
And he let me wear his Super Bowl
ring.
Did you tell him you were coming?
He doesn't let everybody do that.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't.
He was very, he was sad that he couldn't be here because he loves to talk about The Bachelorette. He loves you. He had so much fun.
He was just a doll baby. And next time he comes down here, we got to get you both of you back on.
Yes.
Okay. And you had your photos on Instagram. No, what day did you get married?
July 9th.
And where was the wedding?
In Cabo.
Come on. Did you have the best time?
I did. Yeah. I was actually depressed the next day.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, that part's over.
Yeah.
Like,
the most
and not
fun.
In a way of not, you know, being excited about about John.
But you just had so much fun.
Yeah. It was so much fun. And I was like, wait, how does that go by so fast?
And Ross Matthews married you.
He did. Yes.
So in some ways, you guys are almost like The Bachelorette. Like in some ways, this was via like social media and TV. You met via Twitter and like things like he liked you on Twitter and things like that. And like, you know, you're a success story.
Yeah, but unlike JoJo, I pick nice guys.
That's the thing! Okay, can we just to start the episode on, I believe we need Katie and Anna. Can we just fucking just get on for 1 second? We all just say, JoJo, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, okay, you say, let's just cut to the chase. You're like, oh my God, I need validation. How much? The only one she picked is the one that didn't validate her.
Yeah.
How much fucking validation do you don't actually? You're so fucked up.
No, she is, and especially when even when they met the family and and I love when the family was like, "Well, we like Robbie," and she was, "Well, what do you think of Jordan?" And they were like, "Well, Robbie asked for your hand. Jordan didn't. What about Jordan? What'd you say about Jordan? Yeah. What'd Jordan say, Dad?" Like, I was like, "Oh my God, she already picked who she wants. Like, why do we even have anyone else here?"
And then I just love like. How upset she was and how awkward the date was with Jordan the whole time. It was just
there was nothing
so much
fun.
Because this was the first time with Robbie I actually was like, oh, they actually seem to like
that's
each other.
The thing.
I know. I wasn't a huge Robbie fan, but I was like, okay, he actually seems sweet. He's like respectful to her parents. I get it. And when she said she woke up with Clarity, I'm like, Clarity, that you had the worst date of your life
that
the guy didn't even ask your dad for your hand in
marriage. He showed up with a bag of funny hats, but didn't ask for your fucking hand in marriage.
And then her date with Jordan, they just seemed like they were not getting along. They didn't seem to like each other. Yeah. Like, they were just like,
it seemed like he realized he was fucking up. And then he came back around.
Of course he did.
Like, she's like, stupid. Ooh. She's fucking stupid.
Dude, it's like the girl looks great in a bikini, but like this princess, like, first of all, how much does her sister want to kill her? Like her poor mute sister just sits there. Like they've raised this one daughter that's like
their princess.
The princess, and then the poor sister who kind of looks just like her, who's probably just so sick of like JoJo can't be heartbroken. JoJo's got trust issues. Okay, so if you got trust issues,
JoJo needs a new boob job.
JoJo's tits are great, though. I do want to say, but if you've got trust issues, you've had about 10 really good guys be like, you know what? I love you, and I'm gonna take care of you. And then you've got the one shade ball who drinks every time you go, what do you think about the future? He's like, I don't know. What do you think about the future? Like his shady answer of like why he didn't ask permission. It's like, if you have trust issues, you did it to yourself, girl.
Yeah. And she wants I think she wanted like fame adjacent. Like
of
she
course.
Still he has like
total
a last name. Even
course.
Though all the, and Chris Harrison was really driving in the Aaron Rodgers thing last night.
Aaron
I was like, just stop talking
about it.
Because it was bad enough when they were doing doing it, when Jordan was doing it, when JoJo was doing it, and you could see the devastation in JoJo's eyes when she figured out they really don't have a relationship.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God, no box seats.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
But then Chris Harrison was like, he kept bringing it up in the After the Rose thing. I was like, dude, what are you doing, Harrison?
He would not. Harrison, you better stop. All right, before we get into this, Katie, Anna, do you have anything? What do you, overall, what do you want to say to somebody? What is that?
This coaster was stuck on the table.
I don't know what. She's like, there's like this disgusting coaster. I can't believe I just touched it. Of like a chicken that was like glued to the table that she's peeling off with a pen.
No,
I don't want to know at Nerdist or like at Meltdown what glue was
made
used.
That stick.
What glue was used. Okay, ladies, what do you want to leave on the field overall right now before we get into this?
26-year-olds shouldn't be getting engaged and married.
Also, he's already got his sportscasting job.
He got it.
He did?
He got it.
Wait,
in
what?
Dallas?
I don't know if it's in Dallas, but it's
he's
it's
not
on,
going
it's
to
on
Dallas.
Hollywood Reporter. So.
He is not
today?
Going to Dallas.
Wait, he's on today.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to Dallas.
All right, here
it's
we
not
go.
Not happening.
All right.
They're
okay.
not moving in together.
I can't wait to hear about their breakup in 6 months, you guys.
Of course, you guys. All right, here we go. Let's get. And by the way, does John have any good info on Jordan's football career? We didn't even talk about that.
No, just that he was like, I calls him pro, like former pro football player, but he never played pro football. He was on a practice squad.
Yeah.
He never made it to a team and never played in a game. So he was like, why do you get to just put former NFL quarterback
that's like
underneath?
And former then Beyonce backup dancer, Arda Marine. It's like, yeah. I danced alone in my basement to Single Ladies.
But, I mean, he definitely tried, and it's certainly hard to make, but you can't just then pretend that you played when you didn't. But
yes.
Then, and then the NFL today like tweeted a congratulations to him and JoJo and then showed all these videos from him playing football in college. Because he never played an NFL game. So I was like, why are you guys tweeting?
You know what's
so
funny?
Weird.
I'm sure you know this. Like when I tour, like we both did hundreds of Chelsea Lilies. When you tour, sometimes they'll be like, oh, you know this person? It's like, that person was like an extra in a sketch. It'll say like Chelsea Lilies. I have never heard of that person.
Oh,
I was on.
The worst.
Many times. I've literally never seen or heard of. I don't think that person ever did the show.
One time somebody, there was somebody opening for me and they had them introduce that
as
him as a Chelsea Lately person.
And you were like,
and I was like, and not only he hadn't even been on it. Like he was actually just fully lying. Cause I was like,
I should,
you know, I write on that show, right? And he's like, yeah, I was just like, I just wanted the audience to like,
oh, he just thought that like there's just like no fact checking.
Dude.
Oh my God. Now, who were you rooting for? Like, who were you rooting for this season?
I was rooting for,
like, overall for anybody. Who were you?
The only person I began to root for at one point a little bit was Luke.
Me too.
Yeah, I kind of ended up liking him. At first I thought he was a weirdo, but then I started liking
him. Me too.
Because I thought he was like a normal person.
When she cut him was the moment it was like, and then her devastating reaction, it was like, you, like, and then every, like,
she's always so devastated that she starts fanning herself.
And she fans herself and then her perfect mascara doesn't drip. And then she's like, well, I had a good night's sleep and then I feel great. I was secure in my decision. Okay, here we go. We're in the finale. And then this was just talking about like, this was just in the previews. We started out close up on her mom's face. Her mom's face!
Her mom.
Talk to me.
I love mom. I was only upset that she didn't drink during that episode. I felt like mom needed some Chardonnay.
She didn't drink and somebody clearly drugged those brothers because I was waiting for the mouth kiss to JoJo.
Yeah.
I can't believe they had enough self-reflection to see that they looked like the biggest knobs on TV. They actually
I don't know
behave.
If they did or if she was like, listen.
This is my day.
If you guys want to be in episode 2 or whatever, season 2 of whatever, you know, you can't do what you did with Ben. So you're going to have to act totally normal.
Yeah.
Or maybe she did, like, chop up some
Adderall and just give her some beta blockers. So then we go, we have Chris Harrison hosting. We have her dad. The combo of her dad and her mom are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys, I don't know if it was a national thing, did you grow up with the Time to Make the Donuts guy?
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts? Like, I feel like he's kind of a Time to Make the Donuts.
He is.
And then he married her lipped up ladies. And if you learn anything on don't, will you accept my rose? Don't touch your lips, ladies.
No.
You can inject your face with whatever you need to inject. I don't care. You can Botox it. You can do weird filler. Just don't touch the lips of the telltale sign.
No, because you can tell.
Anything
else, you can just be like, I don't know. I just been out of the sun.
I've been out of the sun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got a lot of sleep last night.
I got a peel. I got a really good peel. Like, whatever you need to
I cut out gluten.
I stopped drinking for a week and my face froze. Do it. You can freeze your face so that it just don't touch your lips. Because Because we know.
Yeah.
It's like Caitlyn. Caitlyn didn't have lips like that before she was the Bachelorette. And then she came back with the lips.
Yeah. And they got, and they were like sideways.
They were sideways. Like, you know, it never works. So then we also, so we've got the Jewel Tone audience members waiting to watch this. Like, did they send out the memo? It's like the daytime
TV. Did they give
them
a color palette?
They, except for the lady in the cheese head that they never fully acknowledged.
Right. That was, I guess that was, you know, a shout out to Aaron Rodgers. But I was like, why are you, I mean, don't you know that Aaron doesn't like him? So you shouldn't be here supporting him.
The whole thing. They can't, they've got it. And they've also, like, what was once funny with Chad and the meat, they are like, they've so killed the joke. It was like a fun joke that you had, like, one New Year's Eve that your friend's still making too many jokes about in March. It's like, okay, we laughed at New Year's Eve. We get it. I like meat. You know?
And then he stood, and I like how he stood up and sort of talked normal for a second. Like, I've been through a lot. I lost my mom. And then he just lost his mind.
But
again.
That was the other thing. It was like, you can't throw down your mom's death and actually being a Marine. Like, to try, like now you're just a dick because you actually just use your mom's death to try to become the Bachelor.
Right.
Like, you actually are that dick.
Right.
Okay. So then we have, anytime they cut to Ben and Lauren, I just wrote, she is not happy. He kept having to pull her to him. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
She looks captured and pissed.
Well, I feel like they, it's weird because they're not only are they sitting there, but it's also like Ben barely chose her over JoJo.
Right.
So now I feel like that she's either like, why are we even doing this?
Yeah. But even in, like, there was a preview that they showed for, like, Happily Ever After. And, like, it was, like, him in a eagle shirt. He had, like, a USA with, like, an American flag and an eagle on it. And then she looks, like, captured. Like, he's, like, holding her. Like, I caught a blonde one. I texted Erin Foley. Let me see if she texted back.
Hold she on. Was, and did you know that Ben was trying to run for some sort of...
A Republican office.
Yeah, in Republican Colorado. Office. And then I think they said, no, you can't.
Yeah, you're a dum-dum.
Yeah. I think you're a dum-dum. And also ABC was like, I think they have a contract.
Yeah, you're a dum-dum. You're the Bachelor. You can't also be the governor.
Well, it's because of Donald Trump. Everyone's like, I guess I could run too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The scary thing is he might win. Okay, so then we get to Phuket. Is that how you say it? Thailand? Is that how you say it, guys?
I mean, it definitely sounds like fuck it.
I like
fuck
that. It's also
Thailand.
Like, all right, so they're in fuck it Thailand and they're at the Marriott. Again, really small room for like the big finale. Like I felt like last year when they went to Sandals in Jamaica, they had much bigger rooms, but they went Marriott this year. So there we are with her family. And they, didn't she say my two older brothers? I think there's a third brother who didn't come, and then her sister who wasn't allowed. Like, she wasn't allowed. She was like Cinderella, like, but like the one upstairs just scrubbing the floors.
Yeah.
Not allowed to say anything.
Yeah, she was, well, she, because it's her moment. JoJo isn't going to let her
JoJo's
sister talk.
Her. No. So then the mom, I cannot get enough of the mom.
I know, but I really wanted her to be drunk.
What I did love about her, and we can get to it in a second, but when Jordan arrives, what I loved about when the mom pulled him aside, there was a moment where she was like, you're very sexual. You women are going to be drawn to you. Like, it was like basically like, will you fuck me now? Like, you like on your lips? Like, yeah, I felt like she was kind of flirting with him.
I thought she was at first.
And for
then,
a moment.
But then I think maybe, yeah.
JoJo.
I don't like him.
JoJo. She has trust issues. Okay, so he shows up and he actually looks... He looks right with her family. Like, he actually, like, he kind of fit in, but he showed up with that bag of hats.
Yeah. I don't feel like he looks right with anybody, Jordan, with the, his hair. I don't know. He just seems, I mean, I guess he's kind of that guy that can charm, you know, just charm anybody maybe, and aside, like, parents or something by saying something dumb or, you know, maybe, hey, you want to go toss a football,
Dad?
Or, you know, maybe call the mom hot and then.
Yeah, Ralph Garman was here last week, and he was pointing out like that, like he only knows how to talk almost as if it's a post game conference, like, or is that what do they call it? Like the like he only talks to him, like, you know, we played a really good game, and I you know, like, yeah, I got blocked out there, but I just gotta go practice harder. And I'm like there's not a moment of real, even like fake humanity. Like he can't even, he's so polished, but in a really creepy way.
Yeah, when he started writing the letter to her later, I really wanted them to keep a close up on it the whole time. So I could look at his handwriting and look for spelling errors.
Oh my God! You know, when him and I met each to, like, and also, like, he just, when they had the letter, when they had him reading it and her reading it and the letter, it was so I was so embarrassed for America.
It felt like,
I was so bored.
It felt like that movie, that what was that Sandra Bullock movie where someone mails her a letter and she gets it in the past or something? I don't know. That's what it felt. That's what it felt like. Like it was her lake house movie or something.
Yeah, it was like, I fell in love with him, but he was 192. So unfortunately, I was only 17, but true love prevailed. I got a letter, it arrived, time marked 2048. I am only a charwoman in 1832. Okay, so then the mom, don't do your lips. So then the mom was trying to fuck him. And when he said, she is my best friend, I thought, do you have any friend? Is she your only? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. First of all, you haven't even spent that much time together.
She's my best friend?
Yeah. I mean, he probably doesn't have a lot. She probably is his best friend now. He probably doesn't have a lot of friends. He probably has a lot of bros.
Oh, yeah.
But not his, nothing nobody can really open up to.
He did continue a season long thing of jeggings or keggings.
Yeah.
And also like those Henley t-shirts.
Yeah.
And lady blazers.
Yeah, he obviously told them exactly what to.
I like a lady blazer.
Do you feel like he packed himself?
I like a lady blazer, a Henley tee, and a tightly pegged Lady Massimo, like,
and they were always so tightly pegged, and then the crotch would be like a little too big, like they never quite fit him right.
I'm not paying for a tailor. I'm not going to pay for. I am going to tuck and roll at the bottom, but I have a real strong thigh. I find it hard to buy pants. Like I find when you've got a strong, particularly if you're going in the skinny jean area, if you've got a strong meaty thigh, it's hard to find one you can actually.
I feel
like,
you, girl.
Yeah,
I got those too.
Yeah. So it's like, hard. You want more of like a straight cut or like a boot cut. Like, thank God the
you don't
wide
want them
leg.
To, yeah, not to, you don't want them to peg that much.
You don't want to point out like, wow, she's got some meat on her thighs. You don't want to do that. Okay. So then we get to give me your word. You will never break my daughter's heart. And he took a huge gulp and took the biggest pause. And he said, absolutely not. And I just wrote down liar. Like, I just felt like when the mom was like, when she called him on it.
I forgot he said, well, do you feel like maybe he meant absolutely not, I won't give you my word?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, maybe he will
absolutely
say.
Absolutely not. Clearly, I'm going to break your daughter's heart.
Yeah, so maybe that's his out later when they, you promised. He said, no,
I said absolutely not.
I knew, you read it whatever you way you wanted to read
it. I know you were in trouble when you walked in and your lazy blazers. You're in trouble when you walked in. In those pegged jeans, your lady blazer, and your collarless tee.
And your floppy hair.
Fuck that floppy hair. What was amazing, and we'll get to it later, but Robbie showering, and his hair was exactly the same in the shower.
It was dry the whole time. It was, I don't know if he takes his shower and like dodges the shower head.
The shower!
But they pointed to it at one point. There was this close up, and his hair was totally dry. He didn't get it in there.
His hair. So, okay, so then the mom, I felt like, was trying to, the mom goes to talk to JoJo afterwards, fully trying to sabotage.
Yeah.
The mom was like, I know you're happy now, but he's a bright light. He just, you can't have two diamonds shining like a diamond. You need one ruby, one diamond. We raised you to be a princess. You must be a princess. Not two diamonds. Two diamonds counteracted. Two negatives don't make a positive. They don't make a diamond.
He's like, Mom, what are you saying? I don't know. I can't feel my lips.
I'm just talking. So I've had so many two and alls and barbiturates. So then she says, me and JoJo had a great time, but he didn't ask the dad.
No, didn't ask.
And then when she brought it up to him on their horrible date, he talked in such circles of like, and like, I don't know about you, you just got married. I was not raised to be a princess. I was like not raised to be a human female. I was just like, I was raised to be a clown lady comedian. Like, did you grow up fantasizing about the moment a man was going to ask your dad for your hand in marriage?
No.
Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Are we the same species?
Yeah. Even, in fact, when John did do that, I was like, oh, it didn't even occur to me that you had to do that. I mean, I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't even know you needed to do that.
The amount of discussion and time of, like, we all think about it, and him saying, I've always thought that moment when I go ask for this hand in marriage.
No, I know. And but they had talked about it before, right? Like, so she had told him that was important, and then he still didn't do it. I mean, he really is a douchebag.
And he was like, no, I made it clear. I made it clear. Yeah, I felt like it went great. I made it clear that I love their daughter, and I felt clear about that. So then they go on their date, and she says, "Oh no, I'm sorry, it wasn't that yet." So then Robbie shows up. She says the exact same opening line: "Sorry, I'm so sweaty." Both guys. So he arrives.
She says the exact. Did you notice? Sorry, but last week too.
Please.
Did you catch that she said our very first breakfast together?
Yes, she did.
To both of them.
Right,
oh,
after.
My God.
I did. It was like,
she just has lines to say to them. It's so great.
And she does, when she cries, she does, like, there's like this weird, like, hand. There's like a weird, she and Caitlin also had a weird crying thing.
Well, in mostly that she
fanning.
Doesn't actually
she fans.
Cry. There's
not yeah, JoJo fans herself.
Yeah, it's not very often that tears actually come out when
you're
she cries.
You're right. She gets upset, she fans herself, and she says, I think I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm having a panic attack that I've given like 72 hours of my life to this and Ben season. You better fucking reward me, Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I love this show, but these are two boring bachelors and bachelorettes.
And they didn't even announce who it was last night.
You
think they're going to do it tonight?
Padgett texted me. Padgett's theory is they want Luke, that Luke doesn't want to do it. They're trying to figure out if they can get Luke or if they can deal with Chase. They seem like they really wanted Luke, and they kept saying, you ready for love? You ready for love, Luke?
Uh-huh.
You ready for love? And he was like, uh-huh. You sure right now? Like, I feel like they want Luke.
I feel
Luke.
Like they really lean towards that. Chase would be such a snooze fest.
That's what they know, just like JoJo and Ben.
Yeah.
I thought JoJo was good. I was a big JoJo fan. I was excited.
I know, and then she really...
Oh, my God. I just really need the verbal affirmation. And then I was like, but it's got to come at the right time. You got to be first in saying I love you. If a guy said I love you 10 minutes into a date, get the fuck out. Like, get out.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
How long did it
take?
And
if he says you're his best friend and you've known each other for 4 weeks.
How long did it take John to tell you that he loved you?
It was probably about 3 months. It wasn't that long, you know.
That's
maybe
the right amount.
Yeah, but we got to know each other really well, really
three
quickly.
3 months is right. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't leave you hanging. You're not like, it's been 3 years and he's never said it.
Right. And we weren't each dating 24 people at the same time.
You weren't?
No.
You weren't dating
12.
You
each.
Were dating 12.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But you and Jared Leto were beautiful together. I know he wasn't the one. I was happy for you though. Okay. So I'm kidding, guys. In case everybody out there, although that would be exciting, I would be so happy for you. I did a movie with him once and he held my hand for like 1 second and he told me I was funny. And truly, I was like such an idiot. Like, oh my God, Jordan got like, I couldn't. He was like, like, he was
his
so
beautiful
pretty.
Eyes.
He's so pretty.
Yeah.
I've literally never washed my hands.
I'm happy for you to hear that story.
Oh my God, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I remember being on the
Will you accept this hand?
Oh my God, it's not been washed since 2003. Okay, so then he shows up and he's getting, as I believe last week, I think it was Rob Benedict pointed out, Robbie does look like the box of a Just for Men beard box.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, fully.
Maybe that's what he does now that he's a former competitive swimmer who doesn't seem to have a job.
Former competitive swimmer who's going to have money to have like this country club life and this golf links. And
does his family have money? Did we figure out?
Somebody's got to have money. You can't not have money. I feel like you got to have money to pull off striped socks, a plaid pocket square, a boutonniere, and a like checkered tie on national TV with new teeth.
His sock game was high last night,
his
too.
His sock game. You're going to have driving loafers. You're going to have a striped sock and a boutonniere and a pocket square and a striped tie. You got money.
Yeah. I can't remember what his parents were like.
His mom was this pot stirrer. She was like,
right.
They were all drinking out of the plastic tumblers that had the wine glasses in them. So they had there was a plastic wine glass inside a tumbler.
Yeah.
Then it said Rojo on it. Or it could have been Rojo for red wine, but I prefer Rojo.
Rojo.
As in Robbie and JoJo. So he shows up, and the brothers were very subdued with him.
Mm-hmm.
The mama felt like a lion, and I wrote, tits, mom, Robbie. What does that mean?
Did she have him out for him?
I think she
were
was
they
like,
a little inappropriate?
I think I noticed that, like, not only did she have lips, but she had, like, Joelle, whatever her last name, Miss Fletcher. I only know that because of the letter that he wrote to her addressed
to.
My name ain't JoJo. It's Miss Fletcher if you're Robbie.
Well, at one point, he called, he said, I love Joelle. And I literally was like, who is he talking about? It took me 20 minutes to figure out he's talking about JoJo.
When we had Christian on here, who was one of the bachelors, who was one of the adorable ones who got cut off early.
Oh, yeah.
He was saying at first, like, what was weird about it, he said it wasn't so much, like, being in the house, it wasn't so much that the cameras were around. He said that he kept referring to her as Joelle. He's like, but Joelle's there, and Joelle's a celebrity, and we all know Joelle. By the way, side note, I got to FaceTime with Wells last week.
Stop it.
I would accept his rose. I just want to say.
I learned too late about his drunk Snapchat.
It's not too late. He's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise, so I'm sure he's
right.
And there's a new one. He did one for the finale. You can watch one now. He was as cute as can be. He has t-shirts that he sells, tacos for life.
Tacos save lives.
Tacos save lives. and all the proceeds go to help the National Humane Society.
Oh.
He's adorable. So if you can go.
Oh, right, because he has his dog. He likes animals.
Oh, my God, is he adorable. But anyway, so they all call her Joelle. So so that's when she says, she is a princess. We raised a princess. And she says, she needs to become the queen of heart. Is that what she said? And then Robbie, his answer, when he was actually talking to the mom and the way he was speaking to both the parents, I've been fighting Robbie because of his falcon hairdo.
Yeah.
I was in. I was like, okay, you know what? You're not my type, but he was so lovely. I thought, all right, Robbie, I accept your rose. I you're a good guy.
Yeah, I definitely thought he really knocked it out of the park with the parents. He seemed like somebody that Joelle should should choose to have with her parents. They seemed to be a good couple, but then the minute she started asking everything about Jordan, I knew he was out.
Of course he was.
Out the door.
She also seems fucked up enough that if they were like, we really like Robbie, that then she would be like, well, what? No, if they were like, we really like Jordan,
I know.
Then she would be like, but what about Robbie? Like,
that's what they should have done. If they wanted her to be with Robbie, they should have done the reverse psychology.
No, she doesn't want who they want.
Princess. Like, it's princess.
I rest my princess. Princess. So she must be the queen of hearts. He was, and when the dad started crying, wait, let's pause for 1 second. I'm going to pause. Katie, I'm pausing. Okay, when the dad started crying, like, and I found her dad so sweet with Robbie.
Yeah, he was really sweet.
Do you have a nice dad?
I have, well, which one? I have a couple.
How many dads?
I have two. I have a dad and a stepdad. And they're both really, my stepdad's very, very sweet. He lives in Arkansas.
How long has he been your stepdad?
Since I was like 11.
Did he raise you?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. And then I have my dad who's like, not he's more the, you know, he's a drinker.
He's a salty dog.
He loves to drink salty dogs.
Actually. Oh my God. He and my dad would get along.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other sister looks like she wants to kill JoJo. Like just having men fighting over JoJo. She literally didn't say
one word. She didn't speak. Did like, she? I didn't even think about the fact that she didn't say one word.
She didn't say literally. They should have either not had her there or let her say one thing, like, well, what do you think, Amanda? Or like, you know what I mean?
I think JoJo said, you can be here, you can get yourself on camera, you can't talk. Mm-hmm. I think JoJo was controlling that shit. She was like, you're kind of cute, you're not taking my thunder.
Yes.
This is my time.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
It's Joelle's big day.
Yeah. Maybe her sister should go out with Robbie.
Oh my God.
What?
That would be so good.
I'd be so good.
That would be so good.
I would watch that.
I would watch that happily ever after.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's really smart.
Yeah, let's do that. We don't know anything about her because she doesn't speak, but
you know what?
I feel like we can get something out of her.
I feel like he probably, like, constructed his idea of Joelle in his mind anyway, so, like, They look pretty similar.
That's true.
We could get into a nice, weird, off-the-shoulder, neck, nude, ace bandage wrap, kind of strapless, neck halter dress like she was wearing. That fucking dress, man.
There was a lot happening.
That dress and those bejeweled heels that she put on and then immediately took off to go get the letters.
Well, I know. That was so funny because she put them on and then when she went to go get the letters, she was barefoot.
She was barefoot. And they were like such stupid specific heels. So, like, and like, that's just an editor thing. Like, you can just edit it later. Why edit in, like, who like, who fucked the shoe designer so hard that it's like, no, we'll get a nice close-up of these bejeweled sandals. Like, the weirdest pageant, yeah, like, pageant sandals.
I know. I feel like the Dallas in her can't help it. Like, she's still got a little of that Southern girl pageant.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And then that dress at After the Rose.
She had an extra ponytail in last night.
She
like, she
did.
Had a ponytail and then it was attached to another ponytail.
She did. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's actually, like, I think she's so pretty.
Oh, she's so pretty.
And
yeah,
it's like, and she was like, whoever did her makeup in Thailand clearly got like Thai, like some kind of like some like fever that she could like there was a new person, like it's hard to mess her up. Like, who the fuck added that extra ponytail last night? What was that? Okay.
I don't know.
So then her and I, she goes on her date. It's she and Robbie. I wrote boobs. Oh yes, underwater camera. She looks great in a bikini.
She does. It was weird when they kissed under the water, though. You can't make out
it was
underwater.
Dirty, and it was kissing underwater. There was a crotch. Oh, there's a crotch shot of from when she wrapped her legs around him, like when they were facing each other.
Yeah,
that yoga move. There was a moment of her coming into him where you could like fully see the camera, like in her crotch.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I catch things.
You catch
like
the
that.
Crotch.
I catch that. That's the kind of notes I take at home. This is I'm like that. My brother like is on his second fucking company, and I sell dildos and I sit with a notebook writing crotch shots about The Bachelorette.
And you've already written boobs twice.
I've written boobs. I've written tits. I've written bad grammar. I'm the grammar police and I'm like super into her boobs. Okay. So then sounds like she needs to be, I don't even know. Talked into it. So basically it felt like her whole relationship with Robbie was, I believe you're not going to cheat on me. Like, it felt like she was talking herself into, like, on the whole time was, like, on paper, I felt secure with you. I'm looking at the photo. Yes, that was fun. Like, she was clearly trying to talk herself into it the whole time.
Well, she even said, I just wanted it to be you so badly.
Yeah.
She said that to him. Yeah. And do you know what else she said to him?
No.
And this is jumping way ahead.
Please tell me, please.
At the end, when she broke up with him, she said, I know that you will love me for the rest of your life.
She did say that.
Or until the day you die, she said that.
Yeah,
I know
she
that
did.
You will love me. Now, I know you would have loved me. I don't know, something, but it was really bizarre. It was almost like, and I know, like he started to be, he said, I'm so disappointed. She goes, I know, and I know you'll love me until the
I know.
Day you
I
die.
Thought that.
I was like, bitch, what? You can't say that to him.
You know, I thought that too.
Not
I
right.
felt sorry for whoever his like sweet future wife is. It's like, bitch, please, you can't put your inky spray all over him forever.
I know.
Not forever. You don't get to claim that
an
forever.
Odd choice of a way to break up with someone.
You just get that at the Marriott and fuck it, Thailand. You don't get to say it. You don't get to do that forever. That's not cool.
No. I mean, at least she didn't let him propose, but
that
she
was
did
good.
Tell him that he was going to love her until the date.
I know. If I wish he could go back in time and be like, bitch, please. You know what I mean? Like, if some guy said that to me that I was like obsessed with, I would almost be like, thank you for freeing me from you right in this moment. Like, I was going to be obsessed with you. And that incredibly narcissistic, douchey comment, you just freed me. And I thank you, Princess.
Yeah.
Princess Joelle, Ms. Fletcher of UNASD, I thank you for that.
What's her middle name, too? Because at one point they're popping
like,
that out.
They're like, Joelle. Hannah Fletcher.
Her name still, like, it started as JoJo, and then her name just kept getting longer by the end of the episode.
Hannah Elizabeth Warden Hamelot McGillicuddy Fletcher.
Higgins Fletcher.
Higgins Fletcher. Jen. Yes. Okay, so then I kind of was jamming on her ombre bell sleeve dress. Did you like that?
I liked it.
I liked it.
She has, It's like every episode she has one really good outfit.
That was it. She yeah. looks great in a pair of jeans and thigh-high over-the-knee boots.
Yes.
She looks great in shorts. Mm-hmm. She has bad gown choices. Like her evening yeah. wear is where she loses it.
It's a little over the top.
But her bell sleeve ombre dress was way cuter than what Jordan got for his shitty night date, which was like a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, she was pissed at him. She wanted to be like, why didn't you ask for my dad? Like that was like, that
yeah,
was
she
like,
probably told the wardrobe people, like, give him a shitty outfit. But he's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in trouble. I'm gonna go punish him. So she kept saying it's all about her feeling it, not about whether she feels it too. It's only if she can feel it. But it's fascinating. It's basically each guy that she got to the point, except for Jordan, that she got to the point where she could actually feel it. The second she would feel it, she'd scan her brain like AI, like okay, I'm not responding how I should responding. I finally got what I wanted because it's like kiss of a spider woman.
Yeah.
And you're out. The second I can feel it, I'm going to cut you.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's definitely what she did with Chase. She even brought him to the fantasy suite and everything.
And Alex.
Definitely with
Alex.
Luke.
I am your Guccio. Yeah. Luke. Like, what more do you need?
Do you know Alex has songs on iTunes?
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Will you pull it up, please? Can we play one?
No, sorry, not Alex. Luke. Sorry, you probably knew that.
Well, no.
Not
you
Alex.
Ruin. Luke.
Luke Pell.
Okay, will you Google that?
He has a couple
we
songs
We might need
on
to hear
iTunes.
One. Okay, so then I have to say I appreciated when she said you made me feel what my worth is. I thought that was very nice. When he was saying, I know that you got hurt last year about Ben. That was like 2 weeks ago. Like,
yeah,
you know
it wasn't
I mean?
Last year.
No, I believe because I had a podcast about it and I started my podcast in January. So that was at least March when you got hurt. So now it's
oh
July.
My god, that's so true. I forgot it was even that close together.
Yeah,
but it is.
And I like also, by the way, that her trust issues don't even seem to stem from Ben. So if you have major trust issues, it seems to be like from the guy before Ben. If you have major trust issues, why go on The Bachelor as a contestant?
Because she likes TV.
And her brother was He was one of the bachelors on Eva Longoria's dating show.
Wait, he was?
I love pointing this out. That when they came and mouth kissed Joelle, when Ben Cesar came, and they were like, oh, it must be nice for you to be in the catbird seat picking all these ladies. They were Ben on the Fox Eva Longoria dating show. One of them was
Are you serious?
The Bachelor. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
did you find Luke's song?
Yeah.
Yes. Can we play it? Yes. Oh, my God. You guys, here we go. Luke. This might be the new Bachelor.
Maybe this is why he can't. But they have to try to figure
it
out.
Oh, my God. This makes me so excited. Should we plug it in? Here you go. Get ready while you accept this roast. You know what? You can get your Adam and Eve item out and make some. Get ready to make sweet love for 2.5 minutes, guys. That's as long as it takes, right? Joelle, I made you heart out of roses. I got all the pillows from Pier 1.
The country. Oh, because he's like a Nashville guy, right?
This one's called Fall of Me.
Like the Western Wind. Oh no, I'm embarrassed.
Wait,
it gets worse.
Wait, I kind of like it.
Okay,
it gets worse. There's another one.
I kind of like it.
This one's called Tungsten Steel.
What is it?
Tungsten Steel.
Will you please spell that? Can you use it in a sentence?
No.
Oh shit, I'm bad boy. You think I'm looking nice? I'm a bad boy. I got a couch in the field with yawning.
Seasons coming round, I've been cruising up down this road.
I really love Luke on the show so much. He was my favorite. Him and James Taylor. And Will.
I also like that he bought her cowboy boots. Could you make out with this if you had to? I can make out with the first one. I can make out with the first one.
I feel like it's I can make out to it. I think I can make out with him.
Yeah, no, could you make out with him?
For sure. Because I grew up in Arkansas, so I definitely went to like a bar where somebody liked this play the song and definitely made out with him.
Okay, I believe that.
Yeah.
I love a two-step, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made out in Texas, don't get me wrong.
But, I mean, it's definitely terrible. But I kind of liked the first one.
The first one? I didn't mind the first one.
Cut to it being my ringtone.
My name on fire. You might know me as Miss Ryan.
I wonder if that's why ABC can't confirm it, because he's like, I mean, he might legitimately feel like I got to play my music. I can't be on The Bachelor.
But maybe he'd get more more press if he was a bachelor.
Well, yeah.
Because all they did, maybe he's like, you got to stop playing the soldier angle and start playing the singer angle. And they're like, no, but we want the soldier.
The singer soldier.
The singer soldier songwriter. Okay. All right. So then Jordan's date. So to finish it, Robbie. So he gave her all the photos. That was sweet.
It was sweet.
He gave great date. I did feel like she glassed over when she was like, tell me about our night together. And it was like meatloaf, burnt meatloaf, and kids in the other room in 9 months.
Yeah.
9 months is too soon. He should have said like 5 years.
Yeah. I feel like.
Oh, you have another song?
I looked up James's songs.
Oh, should we hear a James Taylor song?
He's
oh.
Really good.
Wait, James Taylor
We love James Taylor.
I feel like James Taylor is like a legitimate.
We got to FaceTime with him, and he was actually kind of hot.
I want to FaceTime with everybody.
I could try to FaceTime Christian. Let me text Christian and see if he's available
to
FaceTime.
Let's listen to James' song, though.
Okay.
Hold on, guys.
I'm going to try to FaceTime Christian.
This is like legit pretty good.
Once upon a time.
He has a good voice.
Yeah.
White horses kissing frogs, and every stranger knows.
Oh, he does. I feel like I knew he would. Like, he seems like a legitimate musician.
I heard him sing on the show, but like. It sounds more like James Taylor than Luke's song.
Yeah. This one's called Fairy Tale.
He sounded like a certain country artist I can't think of right now, but I don't think it's very good.
This is called Fairy Tale, and you can get it on iTunes.
Erin Foley's available if we want to call her.
Yes.
Goodbye to a shooting star wish to.
That's good.
And this makes me like him even more.
James Taylor, that's pretty.
I would like him as the bachelor.
I would like him as the bachelor.
Joe's so stupid. Right? It's like she.
I like that. Okay. All right. I texted Christian. We might be able to. We might be able to FaceTime Christian too. Okay. Here we go. We're calling. We're going to call Erin Foley in Texas now.
What is she doing in Texas?
She's writing on this TV show. She's writing for like a 10-year-old comic.
That's amazing.
Hello?
Oh, my God. I'm on. Okay. You're on the podcast. Erin Foley, we missed you.
Hey, girl. Sarah Colonna.
Sarah Colonna. It's me and Sarah Colonna.
Oh, my okay. God. Dream team.
Okay, right now we're up to, just so you know, we're up to Jordan's evening date. We're finishing up Robbie's date where he gave her the photos. And now we're up to Jordan's the worst date ever, where he wouldn't own up to the fact that he didn't ask for the hand of marriage.
Elephant in the room.
What is your overall, how do you feel just generally overall about like how this all ended?
Can I say that now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the whole time, when it was so pro Robbie, I was like, oh, it's going to be Jordan. Like it was
It
was so pro Robbie. I was like, oh, it's like, and then I thought, oh, maybe they're doing the unusual twist of so pro Robbie, then it's Robbie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the limo pulled up and like the long duck, John Dong shoes came out. I was like, oh, Jordan.
Those shoes and socks. You're like, oh, hey, it's Robbie.
No.
Yeah. Donald Duck pulled out. I was like, oh, it's Jordan.
You know what? You also, you never want to be the first person in the limo. If you're first, you're getting sent home.
You're done. Right. But
Donald Duck, those shoes, man. Even if she had chosen Robbie, she switched her mind right when she saw those duck shoes.
She's like, hold on. Did he just pull up? Okay, we'll go ahead and do it now, but then we just have to tape, get Jordan back here. I'm going to get back together.
Because I didn't see those shoes yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that date, so we're on the date. So basically we're just basically to catch you up, Erin. She needs so much fucking validation. Robbie's actually been doing it right. The brothers were drugged. The sister is mute. So, and he actually,
I thought the sister was an extra. I had no idea she was part of the family. I was like, who paid that one $50 to sit on the edge of the couch? I didn't even know she was part of the family.
Christian wants to FaceTime us in, how many minutes should I say? 10?
Yeah.
10 minutes. Okay, we're going to FaceTime with Christian. We're just going all out. Okay. So then they have the worst date ever. And then, so she's like, why didn't you ask for the hand in marriage? He's such a liar. He just talks
just won't
in circles.
Answer. Yeah, he didn't answer. He wouldn't say anything.
He was like I just didn't know that you wanted it. I wanted it to be up to you, that you were 100%.
Yeah, he's like, I made it clear.
Yeah.
No, you didn't make it clear. The clear you have to say, well, can I have your her hand, and can I have Joelle Hannah Montana's Fletcher Megan's hand?
Hannah Montana, Miss Fletcher, if you're nasty, Hannah Montana.
I like he put it back on her. Like,
he did.
It was just when he put it back on her, I was like, oh God. I paused it because my girlfriend Gwen, I was face. She didn't have a TV, which is suspicious, but that's all right. And then I that put like her on FaceTime up to the couch. So we've been watching it every Monday, like FaceTiming her, and I paused and she screamed. We both screamed out. He put it on her. That was the worst sign ever.
I know, and he's going to do that to her for the rest of their life.
He talks
which is going to be
circles.
Like another month.
Because I do think he doesn't like women. Like, I'm sorry, I do think at the end of the day he's never going to deal with it. I don't think he wants to get into the bone zone with her. I really don't. When she put her hands on his boobies and he turned it backwards and felt her racing heart with the back of his fingers for the first time in theory that he touched her chest. When she went and met his family, she said, "My heart is racing," and she grabbed his hand and put it between her great fake rag, and he turned his hand and put it backwards on his fingers in his lady blazer and his tight jeggings
with his
womanly hips, his tiny his duck hair and his lady blazer, and he touched her boobs for the first time ever in theory backwards. I was like, that is not a guy that wants to get in the bone zone.
I did not see that, and I love that. That's amazing. That makes a lot
I didn't
of sense.
See that either.
Oh,
and I
did.
Want to rewind.
You
right
should.
Now.
I have no life, and that was about three episodes ago. So he talked in circles and blamed her. It was like, well, I don't know. There's another guy in this. I don't know. Well,
yes.
I said.
He was like, I want to know where you are first. Basically, he was like, if you don't say I love you first, well, then how can I ask for your hand in marriage? Which makes no sense.
Guys, we have to FaceTime Christian after the episode, unfortunately. But we will.
Okay.
We will.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell him it'll be 20 minutes. I love that.
Did you guys get sucked into the Robbie?
Yes, we actually found that we liked him more than we wanted to, even though after the rose he did show up in duck shoes, striped socks, a checkered boutonniere, a pocket square, and a striped tie. But we found that we actually found him to be sincere and sweet, and that we were then rooting for Robbie.
Yeah, I liked him. Yes, I liked him last night better than Jordan. Like, between the two, I was like, well, I guess this, you know, I guess I'm going to vote for Robbie. But then and that was the first time I liked him at all. But I do feel like both he and Jordan they probably take so long to get ready.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
So long,
although,
long.
If you look at Robbie, though, his hair, literally, that shower shot of him with that hair not moving.
It didn't get wet. I'm telling you, I guarantee they were like, he was like, you have to get a special shower head that goes around my head. Because it can't get wet.
It can't get wet. It's like an infection, or like if you have like a cast or something, you're like literally like it cannot get wet. Like I literally will die if you get it wet. Like when they watched him combing it, I just get actually looking for like the angle. Like how do you even get your hair like that? Like how do you do that?
It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire face mold. It's like he's got a skull cap on, and then that's not. And then he puts a new skull on, and JoJo's mom puts a new face on.
JoJo's mom's
Can
face.
You talk about? I know you love JoJo's mom's face. Can I just say, just side note, how happy I am that I'm also like I can actually text with two bachelors like that. That
I know.
The fact that I'm texting with Christian right now, because I am not a big texter while I'm like doing things, but the fact I feel like it's like allowed if it's with a bachelor contestant or someone who's just in Bachelor in Paradise. Okay, wait a minute. JoJo's mom's face. Please go, Aaron. Fully go. The lips. Was she trying?
There was two moments. The initial three moments. One, what was that woman doing at the end of the couch? And I realized maybe she's related. That's the sister. And then two, how many years did she like, or how many jobs did the husband have to pay for like several faces?
Yeah.
And then three, I raised a princess. You need to make her a queen. If I was the lady, if I was Robbie, I'd be like, I'm going to take a pass. And I'd run. I would run to a bar and get hammered.
Yeah. If someone said that to, I can imagine if my parents had said that to John, he'd be like, well, now I'm leaving.
I raised a princess. You need to make her queen. Literally, my parents dressed me in my brother's old clothes. It's like we raised her as a young man, and you need to once in a while remind her that she's a human female. Like it is truly like you've seen photos. I don't know if Sarah's seen photos. I'm gonna find one for Sarah while you guys are chatting.
The photos are amazing.
You're not gonna be disappointed.
Those are amazing.
I mean, truly, they did raise me. It's like, look, we have one set of clothing, and your brother came first, so we raised you as we raised your brother, as we would raise any young man in New England, as the young man of New England. So I'll find them while you guys chat for 1 second. Chat amongst yourselves for 1 second.
Well, the mom too is just I mean, I feel like she maybe that's how her dad, because her dad's a little calmer, so maybe he sort of treats her, maybe he sort of instilled that in her.
The dad combo, that combo, it's like, how did the dad and the mom hook up? He must be really rich, right?
Yeah, you know, I also was surprised how well behaved the brothers were.
They must, that's that
shit show of last season.
I feel like they were like drugged.
Yeah, you know that the producers weren't happy about that. They were like, wait, where did those?
Yeah, they're like, we're psycho Bobsy twins, and they're just kind of like still life. Although I do think that like Robbie is like the ultimate cardboard cutout. You know, like he could be saying anything, and they were all like, yes, Robbie.
He was full on cardboard cutout. I can't find the really good one that I want to find of photos. Here's that happened, but that's not the young man. I actually have a dress on in those, but I'll find.
I mean, that's amazing. Okay,
I'll find the one I'm looking for later. Okay.
Find the one with the camel toe.
It's the one. It's the one on the bike. I'll find the one on the bike.
That one is my favorite.
Okay, so then they go on. So then they go and They go on their horrible date. They go kayaking. She goes over. He blames her. And then she goes home. They send the letters to each other,
That's new, right?
That was so stupid.
It was. And especially since they all read them.
Miss Fletcher.
Back and forth.
The letter reading. And it was also like, here we go. I found the photo. There we go. I'm the one with the helmet. And the dick shadow. I'm the one with the shadow. Look at the dick shadow. Look at the load of my pants. I'm the one with twice the amount of hair on my
head.
That's
the greatest thing.
Photo
it looks
ever.
Like you have that front thing like old men get where they're like balls and their stomach start to meet or whatever.
My balls and my stomach started to sear together at the age of 4.
That's amazing.
I will put it on our Facebook page so everybody can enjoy. It's really this one. This
so
is
good.
The one. You see that? What haven't you?
I just assumed you were the
Ray pointed out that it was that I did have like a full dick shadow, and I'm also the confident alpha in this. It's
I
like
mean,
me
I just
buddy.
Assumed you were the one. I was like, oh, you were a brunette back then, and then you're
no,
like, no, I'm
that's
the one with
me.
The hair.
So
yeah.
Like, this is not a human that's been raised to process. This is a human that's been raised to like go into comedy and host a podcast. Okay, we'll put that on our Facebook page. So he's a liar. Didn't ask for the hand in marriage. He doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't like ladies, is what I wrote. Robbie in the shower. So then they had to pick out the rings.
Yeah.
And then Jordan, lame loser, phone dials in permission for the dad.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
It was so weird and robotic and just like... It was almost like he was just like ordering Thai food. Like, it was so like...
Yeah, yo,
I'll take,
me.
You know, 3 burgers, 2... Like, it was just so... cut off.
Yeah, and it's like terrible. He had to do it because he had to write the letter to tell her that he had done it.
And doing it like also over speakerphone, like you're on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like nobody actually speaks on speakerphone like that. Like you know what I mean? Like doing that, it was just like you're on some reality. Well, I guess you are. Okay, so then her and me for the rest of our life. That's what he wrote. No, that is not the proper phrasing. Mm-mm. It's going to be her and me for the rest of our... You guys are dummies. She put her hooker shoes on to go get her mail. The mailman's arrived. She's thankfully got her hooker shoes on, which mysteriously disappeared.
When she gets out there, yeah.
And then she was reading the letter at the same time. They're both of their hair. Both Jordan and Robbie's hair were insane.
The whole season was a season of hair mishaps.
So then they go to the cut to the audience. The entire... Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are there when he's reading the Ms. Fletcher, Joelle Hannah Fletcher thing.
Why were they there? I didn't. I was so confused. She wasn't a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, was
but
she?
But she's from Dallas. It didn't make some producer wanted to like titty fuck all the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
It's just a bizarre. I was like, yeah, she's from Dallas, but you know, yeah. You don't have every year now. We're gonna have like the cheerleading team from wherever the Bachelorette's from.
Yeah, here comes the Golden State Warriors. So then Robbie arrives first with his loafers and his striped socks. Being first is never good. And it was just like, I felt like this charade, I felt like it was always Jordan. I felt like it was Jordan before the season started. I felt like she pushed away any guy that actually loved her.
Yeah.
He's going to break her heart. And I felt sorry for Robbie. She sent home every guy that actually loved her. And I felt like Ben and Lauren don't look happy. They're not vibrant. No.
I also felt like the setting around them was weird. Like they had like a random barrel on the side.
Oh, and then, yes. Like, it looked like the beach. Yeah, you remember the barrel like fire.
It was like the person who was supposed to decorate the set that day was like, I don't know. I lost everything. I can't find anything. And they were like, I don't know. Get a basket.
I get so fucked up in Thailand.
A puppet.
My dollar My dollar goes so far here. I had such a fucking bender. I blew all the budget. I don't know where I've been since Tuesday.
It looked like they stole stuff out of like kids' bedrooms in Thailand and decorated the set.
I woke up in some chick's house in Thailand. I don't know what happened for the last 4 days. I'm sorry. I know.
A Walmart shipping container like ran a breast on the sand.
I know I was supposed to build a pergola, but I fucking lost it. You guys, I'm so fucked up right now. Some woman told. I think I might be married to some fucking woman. So then
these Thai hookers are killing me right now.
So then when Robbie walked away, he actually looked like a mannequin. He looked like he had to stick up his ass and his hands were held like a mannequin.
Yeah, and he didn't look sad either. He actually looked like he was over it.
He's like, now I get to go fulfill. I'm no longer a former competitive swimmer. I'm now a full-time male mannequin. And that's why they needed to buy the full shower head because his hair couldn't be touched. Because at that time, he was half boy, half mannequin. And his transformation is now
plastic.
Complete.
He couldn't get that plastic
wet. He's fully a mannequin.
He's never living in present day. Everything is former. Former human. Former swimmer.
Former human.
Former contestant.
Former human. Full-time mannequin.
Full-time mannequin.
Okay, so then up shows fucking Jordan in his fucking tight, his suit looked cute. I will say it was the one thing he got right. I felt fine.
He's
a
good looking man.
It was nice to see him outside of a pair of jeggings. I was like, you are cute.
Yeah.
We met him. I forgot. The first night you were in a suit and last night you were in a suit. Finally, a non-pair of jeggings.
Yes. I know. That
jeggings.
Was nice.
Oh. Jeggings. He just took off his lady blazer. He put on a nice suit. Then he got a Chico's.
I bet he rollerblades everywhere.
Oh my god, you know he rollerblades everywhere. You know he's got one of those like longboard, like skateboard longboards. That are sort of like that are okay. So then she shows up in her weird dress at the After the Rose, and Chad throwing down with his dead mom and that he's a Marine. It was so embarrassing.
It was so weird.
And Jordan was just such a spin doctor,
and they were both so full of it during his proposal. She's like, oh my God, is this happening right now? It's like, well, yeah, you know it's fucking happening because you guys already talked about it.
He picked up the ring. And then somebody, and I don't know if it was, I think it was Chris Harrison, somebody said the phrase, quote, here's my ultimate grammar police. And that was when the family was drug into this.
It was Chris Harrison. I caught that too. And I was like,
the family got drug into this. Are you fucking kidding? Chris Harrison, shame on you.
I know. He's such I don't feel like he misuses words.
He said your family got drug into this.
Yeah.
I can't even comment on that. And by the way, JoJo lit up like a fucking Christmas tree for the first time ever when she heard she was getting a free week at Nemacol in Pennsylvania. First, I thought they were doing a bit, like ha ha ha. They're providing a free week in Nemacolin, and it was literally like, what? Like, I won the ball, like a free week in Nemacolin.
She was like, I really loved that place.
I loved. I got fucked in the hot tub by Luke in the wood hot tub. You guys,
bitch, you were just in Thailand.
Yeah, like, yeah, you were excited. Like, how much of a
back to Pennsylvania?
Exactly. Yes. I finally can get away from Thailand. I get back to Nemacolin in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know, Jordan's like, this is not what I was hoping would happen when I pretended to like you so that I could get on TV. I was hoping we'd go nicer places.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd have to go back to Nemacolin, Pennsylvania, in our biplane. When we took, she took the biplane to Nemacolin, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God, when she had to work for the U.S. Post Office, she did pay for that plane.
She did the biplane, and then they went fucking dog mushing on dirt. That bummed me out.
Oh, I forgot that about
whole
that.
That was a bummer.
So funny.
That was a bummer.
She comes in like Snoopy Regal Beagle delivering mail and like drops into like,
oh my God,
some old man's house in the middle of Pennsylvania.
So here's the thing, guys. Here we are. It's the end of the season. Uh-oh. Something moved. Here we go. It's the end of the season. I feel like, first of all, Aaron, we called it with Padgett. When we looked at the photos, we're like, oh, Jordan Rogers is going to win. Obviously.
Yeah.
It felt rigged.
What did we say about Robbie? What did we say? Do we say anything about
Robbie? Nothing. It was going to be, we thought it was going to be Chase. And we picked Derek, I think. And then I went wild carding and picked Vinny. And Padgett picked the hipster.
Oh, right.
Padgett picked the hipster, which didn't last very long. I mean, guys, what do we have lesson learned? Like, I hope they do pick Luke, because I actually feel like Luke, although he does have a record. He does have a record thing. Can't you just have a person?
What do you mean a record thing?
Oh, we just listened to Luke. There's songs of his on iTunes.
He has songs on iTunes that you need to listen to immediately.
Luke has a song on iTunes? Yeah,
we just played him on the podcast.
He's a country singer.
Yeah, he's a country singer.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought, I guess we didn't know his occupation. It was like former war vet, right?
Yeah, former war vet, full-time country singer. First of all, I could not be more excited for Bachelor in Paradise, which is, I'm going to immediately run home and watch. Like, give me some fucking entertainment.
I know.
Give me some entertainment.
It wasn't very entertaining this season. And it was clearly going to be, we all knew who she was going to pick.
I was so bored. And I was excited for her. I liked her.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, please.
I really liked her. The family stuff was just really like, oh my God. When her mom was like, princess, queen, and she was just like, why didn't you ask my dad? I was like, is her head all the way around? Like, what is happening?
Why didn't you ask my dad?
Yeah.
As a princess, you need to make her
queen. You got
queen.
Some insight into what she's probably like a giant brat.
And then the sister is like, Toby, go clean JoJo's fucking garment box out.
Maybe that wasn't his sister. Maybe that was like a seat filler.
It was a cheese hat. Guys.
I'm not positive that wasn't a seat filler. I swear to God, it was just the I paused it and I was laughing so hard. I was like, who's that lady at the end of the cap? Like, she doesn't even fit in. She doesn't fit in.
No. Who is that lady?
Why won't they talk to her?
Literally, she didn't say one word.
Mm-mm.
She didn't say one word.
She didn't say one word. She didn't say
one
word.
She didn't even shake her head. She was expressionless. I don't even know if she knew she was in public. It was bizarre.
So maybe she's the drugged woman that was responsible for putting the barrels on the beach. They just found her. She was like, they felt bad because she was a former set designer who got so, like, somebody like roofied her drink at like a bar. So they were worried about her. They let her sit on the set just to make her feel safe, like a safe space. And then they were like, you know what? Jenny really needs it. Let's just let her have the tire on the beach and the cans on the
beach. She didn't even look like them.
She kind of looked like JoJo.
Like family resemblance.
They didn't pay for the tit job for her, but if you got her a nice tit chop and a halter, she could have been JoJo's sister.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
guys, friendship, ladies. Before we do the male grab bag, what do we have to say? Who are we rooting for the Bachelor? I think Luke.
I'm rooting for Luke. I don't know that he'll be that exciting, but. I mean, it can't be Chase. He was
James,
like,
Taylor would be great.
I love James Taylor.
But I think he went to Paradise, so it's not going to be him. He did go to Paradise.
Did James go to Paradise?
I think he did.
Really?
I think he went to Paradise.
I thought James Taylor would be.
I think he went to Paradise. I got excited.
Oh,
I think he went to Paradise.
Really?
I think they're not showing
I know the erectile dysfunction doctor went to
and
Paradise.
And he was in bed with somebody and wanted, like, he actually...
Gross.
Evan.
A woman?
And then he gets, that's like, beat
outrageous.
Up, too.
By Chad.
Yeah.
And the blood, they can't find his vein. There's blood everywhere. Guys, I can't wait to see. Allegedly, Chad gets kicked off when he calls a lady the C word and then actually shits his pants is when he's escorted out of
it.
It's a rumor. The rumor is that he calls a woman a C word and then shits his pants on TV. Please let that be true.
I'm so excited for
that
moment.
Please let that be true.
How do they make it so? Why can't they make The Bachelor and Bachelorette that good? But what do they do?
Because I think they have to protect The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
So they give them more alcohol on Bachelor in Paradise.
And I think they edit it so like that the person's, there's still the fantasy of like the perfect catch.
Right.
Guys, I cannot. I don't even know what to say. Sarah, will you come back on for A Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, my God, yes, please. I can't wait to get home and watch it.
Okay, when do you go back
to
Seattle?
I was almost like when you said you couldn't do this until a little bit later in the evening. Yeah. I was like, does she know fucking Bachelor in Paradise?
No, believe me. I know, believe me. When do you go up to Seattle?
I've never seen it before. But
what?
Oh, Aaron,
what?
You have to watch it.
It starts tonight.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Ever,
you're
going
to be so fucking happy.
It's just, especially after this season, The Bachelor.
Oh, my God, and last
chaos.
Season on The Bachelor, you're going to be... You're going to be like, finally, some entertainment. You're going to love it.
Yeah. People just lose their shit.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh, my God. I can't wait for you to see it. When do you go up to Seattle?
I'm going next week. Oh, this weekend. I'm going to go up for like 2 days.
But then you'll be around.
So
I'll be here.
Okay.
So maybe we can have you on like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so we can do Bachelor in Paradise.
Here.
Okay. Oh, my God. Sarah, I cannot think of it. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Aaron, such a joy to have you back. Ladies, Katie and Anna, will you stick around and do the mail grab bag with me? And, oh, my God, thank you so much for doing
thank
the show.
Thank you. Bye, Erin.
Okay,
another season. Sarah, good to hear your voice.
Yours
too. Love you.
I love you, too, buddy. I miss you.
Bye. I miss you, too.
Bye. You guys, there were so many good tweets this week. We had so many good tweets to pick from. And I want you to know I have a very fair system. I go through, I see the ones that I kind of like, but I mentioned a few that I like, but I let Anna be the one who sort of narrows it down, and then Anna, Katie, and I get to pick. So there's a full filter system, but please keep emailing us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Tag us, like us, or follow us on Twitter at @ardenmyrin, @ardenmyrin, # WYATR, and like us on Facebook, like us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Leave your comments. You guys have been doing that, and we are very grateful for it.
Yeah, you should rate and review on iTunes for sure.
Oh, yeah, that helps us.
Yeah.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends. And we are going to do Bachelor in Paradise, so there'll be
so
a new
excited.
One. Could not. We're finally, we'll actually have like a good show.
Entertaining. Yeah. Guys, it showed Nick Viall getting a fucking ring. Who the fuck is he engaged to?
I think it's Amanda.
Do you think it's the mom?
But he showed him making out with like some fucking brown
haired
chick.
I saw that. Yeah. He's a shady player.
Maybe
he's
just Ashley.
So hot. But he's so hot.
I know. Who do I want to make out with that's in Paradise?
I'd make out with Jared.
I'd make out with Wells first.
Jared, Nick.
Who else? I forget who's there. Christian's there.
I think Grant there? Because him and Louise
Grant,
have some
and
weird...
Grant picking out a ring, too. Or
I don't trust
see
Grant.
His tattoo.
I think that Grant... I think he's a shade ball who did break up with
well.
His girlfriend. Okay.
And Jubilee.
Oh, my God, Jubilee.
I hope she
my God.
Love.
And again, I know this is airing right now if we get to go home, but I like the sheer fact that Chad is maybe hooking up with Lace is
oh my God, Lace
crazy.
Is like going to kill Lace.
Yeah, I know. I'm
like, worried about Lace. Okay, so here we go. We have tweet number one in the running for tweet of the week, you guys. Tweet of the week. This is very important. Lauren Nickerson, which is Lauren Nix 9, her tweet is, Jordan, what's going on in my head? Sandwiches, mostly sandwiches.
I sent you hundreds.
Number two.
There's nothing else going on.
Johnny Cupcakes. But the real question is, who wore it better? And it was JoJo at the after the live, and then it was Amy Poehler in like a really fucked
from
up dress.
From Parks and Rec.
From
and
Parks
that
and Rec.
Is my that's a real favorite.
That's a good one. It's a visual one. So if you guys want to see it, it's John 4201. It's Johnny Cupcakes.
We can post a picture.
Yeah, we can post a picture. Okay, here's another one. This guy's won twice. Seth Vatt, Basebone One. He always does well. Arden Marine, kudos to Robbie for saying all the right things in time before his battery died.
He is a fucking cyborg. The aliens came and like had to like make robots that seemed like humans, it would be him.
I like that one. That's my vote so far.
Dude, my favorite is when he like did his hair.
Yeah.
My friend and I rewound it to watch it.
I was like
that hair. That how?
And I imagine he makes this noise.
Oh my God, the hair
is
like
whoosh.
Ever since Theo called it the Falcon,
oh
like it is the full. And I felt like I felt like Jordan started doing the falcon. Like, it went from being a dumb tall hair to kind of a falcon.
Yeah.
Okay, Nikki St. G, she's in the running with who's the real winner, though? Who's the real winner, though? JoJo's blue sequin dress when she's squat crying or Jordan's peggings when he's on one knee?
That's okay. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
We have Corey Diller. JoJo's dad looks like the BTK killer.
I think so. I thought that was very spot on.
Who is a BTK killer?
I'll Google image. He was like this guy that killed all these people, and he was notorious. But
okay, we'll look that up. Okay, we'll come back to that. Jazz Benz tweeted, Jordan said invalid. That just goes into
our... Oh, my God. Really? I did not pick that up when he said it.
Oh, my God. He does look like the BTK killer.
He is the BTK.
Oh, my God. He does look like the BTK killer.
I think he is him. That's creepy as fuck.
Like, when I saw that, I was like...
Oh, my God. That's really good. That's and how many people did the BTK killer? Good job, Corey Diller. Okay. So then we have... okay, Jason Martinez, which is at Yaya Dude. Yaya the Dude. So who's the random girl on the couch they flashed to on the couch twice? Which is, of course, JoJo's sister.
Her name is Rachel. I looked it up.
Casey, oh my God. Poor Rachel. Rachel, you are not the princess. We have...
She's
Joelle
totally...
is the princess. You are not to be the queen. She is going to be the queen and the princess.
Oh, she is totally like the one that they like make scrub the toilet.
For sure. She is like chained to the toilet in the basement they bring out. Okay.
Poor girl. She was very pale.
Casey Roonan tweeted, okay, so I didn't ask for your parents' hand in marriage, but I made them wear silly hats, Jordan Rogers, which I quoted earlier, and which I love. Jessica... which is I Am Semi-Sweet. Is JoJo's dad wearing a Dr. Phil costume? I love this, but after the BTK killer. Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. Heather Gardner tweets, JoJo's brother, quote, we all like Jordan. JoJo's dad, well, not all of us. That's pretty good. We've got a lot tonight. Bonsoir Elliot says they skipped right past the brother's mouth kissing JoJo. I have never been more disappointed in my entire life.
I was texting you guys being like, why are they so tame?
I know. Yeah. I know.
What is happening?
All right. So yeah. I'm going to narrow it down to 5 and then you guys get to vote. I'm going to do brother's mouth kissing JoJo.
Okay.
I'm going to do we all like Jordan. Well, not all of us. I'm going to do... we didn't do the one I did, like, which is like, I said them to bring the mute sister all the way to,
oh, yeah.
Okay. I like JoJo's dad looks like the BTK killer. I'm going to do kudos to Robbie for saying all the right things in time before his battery died. And then we'll do the Amy Poehler dress.
We have Amy Poehler dress.
Amy Poehler dress. Think it's battery so died.
It's BTK
killer. I was just like, does she have bruises under there? Why is she hiding her neck? There's something funny going on.
It looked like a hand going up to strangle her.
Yes.
Like, the dress was so strange.
Okay, so the winner is, for Tweet of the Week, we have, it's a photo. We'll retweet it. Johnny Cupcakes. Real question is who wore it better with the photo. We'll retweet it. I will retweet it at Art of Marine.
We'll post the screenshot.
And then I'm going to say my runner up is Corey Diller. Another week in a row, JoJo's dad looks like the BTK killer. You guys, thank you so much. Ladies, do you have any final things before we go into Bachelor in Paradise?
I just hope it's more exciting, which it will be, of course.
Can I just thank you both for your hard work for the second amazing season of Will You Accept This Rose? And also always, of course, a shout out to the magical Mark Rivers who wrote our theme song. Thank you all for listening. It's been such a joy. It's the highlight of my week. See you tomorrow.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees.
If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.